Irvind after Nadal, 2 lines on the bottom of the Nun Beis. Is Omashvi Sasi be Ikroi, Mahalach Mimakam Ragal Vadikroi Alpai Mamo, Ume Ikroi Beisi Alpai Mamo, Nimsa Mahalach Mishachacheh Dal Alofim Amo. A Mishnah, if someone is traveling and he says, my Shvisa to be at a landmark, and he says, by the actual trunk of a tree where he knew, then the din is he could walk from where he is at that point, or Banish Marshes, until that point, which was 2,000 Amos, and then he could go further from there, another 2,000 Amos until his house, as we learned in the Mishnah. And then it'll come out that he walks a total of 4,000 amos. And we continue on an aleph. An aleph amr rav of hudechira liikre mati. That Rav qualifies this thing and he says that the only time this works, even though you didn't use any food over there, you didn't have mazal shesuz, you're just doing it with amir ba'alma by saying, I want to be kind of my shvisa 2,000 amos away from my where I am physically currently at this point. But it's only if you can run there prior to getting dark and reach there at that time. So I'm going to buy a fact that buy in Rav. But the Mishnah says v'chashka like tani. It says it's already dark. So look, if it's getting dark or if it's almost dark, how can you run there and get there at that point? The Gemara explains, over there in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean that it's getting dark, that you can't get to the Elon. Of course, the Elon you were able to get, and that's why it's a good Erev. However, it's too close to darkness, it's too close to Shabbos, that I wouldn't be able to run and reach my house at that moment. But still, since I could get to the Elon, therefore it works. Ikadami, others explain, that if you'd want to walk in a relaxed manner, then you wouldn't be able to get to the tree, to your landmark. But if you'd run there, you could get there. And the chiddush is that even if you don't walk or you don't run there before Shabbos, as long as you could get there, then it would work. And Rishonim actually explained that even if you actually, for example, someone that's older and they can't even run at all, but since someone can run there, that would be good enough as well. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef were walking on the road, Rabbi Yosef, it was getting close to the dock, and Rabbi says to Rabbi Yosef, Teishvisa Seinu Tuse Dikla Disavel Achva, our Shvisa should be together underneath the palm tree that supports a neighboring palm tree. So it was a very specific type of palm tree, it was a landmark, and Rabbi said, let that act as a Makum Shvisa. And some say he said, Tuse Dikla the Park Mar Mechaga, there was a large palm tree where there was a lot of fruit on that palm tree, and therefore the person who owned that was able to use all that money and pay his taxes from that palm tree. But the point is, it was another example of a way to give a landmark. So Amalei, Rabbi Yosef says, Lo Yadanalei, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know that landmark. So how could that work? As my Shvisa, we said before, that the only way that such a tree works for your landmark is only if you actually know where that is. But if you don't know, L'chari, it doesn't work. Amalei, Smoichalai, that you could be Samech on me, the Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yosef said, and we had this Brisa before, but without the words, Rabbi Yosef Aymeh, and we said, Im Hayushnaim, if there were two people walking together, Echa Makke v'Echa Sheni Makke, one knows where the landmark is, and one doesn't know anything about the landmark. Zei she'ena maka, maisa shvisasa maka. The person who doesn't know the landmark gives over the rights to shvisa to the person that does know where it is. And then zei she'ena maka, the one who doesn't know where it is, he says tei shvisa seinu v'maka pleini. He acts as the shliach for both of them to make their shvisa in that spot. And the Gemara explains v'loyi. It's not really true that Rabbi Yosi said this. Remember, if you remember before, no, no, we had this price, and it didn't bring it down in the name of Rabbi Yosi. It just brought it down stomach. But the Gemara says loytana like Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbah only said this over in the name of Rabbi Yosi, El Kehechad El Kabbalah Mideh, because he wanted to make sure that Rabbi Yosi was a Mekabbalah from him, Meshum to Rabbi Yosi Mukim, right? He knew if he said over from Rabbi Yosi's name, then Rabbi Yosi would have felt the halachas like him, because then is always like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Mukim. Generally, it means that Mukim, he has his svaris that he always brought with him, and he had good svaris, and therefore we always pass on him. Rashi over here explains the Lashon Nimukai as Nim Vikav, his words are straight. Dava Yoshika Kava Mishkailas. In any case, the Gemara brings down this Maisa just to show the point that if two people are walking together, that you can actually make your Shvisa together, even though one of them does know where that landmark is. Now the Gemara continues with the next din of the Mishnah. It says, if no one knows where there's a landmark, or if someone's not a Bakabal Lacha, he doesn't know that you can make an heir of Tchumin and be kind of Shvisa somewhere further than you are where you're traveling. But he says, Shvisa, I want my Shvisa to be in the spot I am at this moment physically. So the din is that you Zaycha in 2000 Amos, that's a standard din of making heir. But even though you didn't make what pass, it still works, even though you're only using Birach Raglov, the standard in of being Shavas and being Ma'ara Baraglov. Now, the entire time during Masechta, we've been mentioning that there's a concept of 2,000 Amos for the din of Tchum Shabbos. So, Frat Gemara, Hani Alpayim Amos, Hechim Ksibon, where do we have a din that there's 2,000 Amos for Tchum Shabbos? Now, even though the Gemara is bringing down a Pasuk, if we hold that Tchum Shabbos is only a Drabbonon, this is only going to be a Smachta, of course, according to the Mandom, that Tchum Shabbos is Duraisa, Lechayr, this is going to be an actual Lima. The Tani will learn to the Braisa, Shvuish Tachter, Moshe Rabbeinu, B'negei Naman, said to the people, stay in your spot, don't go out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk out of your area. Elu Ab Amos, that's referring to a din of four Amos, which means if someone already went outside their Tchum Shabbos, they still have a din of having four Amos, like we explained before, Tachtov, the size and the amount of space that a person needs when they're lying down. But Al Yetzin Shemim Kaimu, we learned from the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu told the people that did not go out to 2,000 Amos, and he said, don't go out anywhere aside what's Mekaimai, Elu Al Payim Amos, referring to 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos. Now, we know on from where do we know this? Rav Chisra says, Lamanu, we learn out and we'll explain this and we'll send it out with a picture. Makam min makam, or makam minisa, vinisa minisa, vinisa migvol, vigvol migvol, vigvol michutz, vichutz michutz. Rav Chisra uses a series of gzeir shavais from psukim to show that the word that it says, al yetze ish min makaymai, the word makaymai, its place, means 2,000 amas. How does he learn that? Because it says, benegei tchum al yetze ish min makaymai, uses lashon makam. Then it says, v'samti l'cham makam ashiyan hasham benegeia, the din of Golis, and he uses lashon makam in that pasuk, and it also uses lashon of yonis. And then we have another pasuk that says, migvul im miklata ashi yonis. So again, it says the word yonis. And then it says, umatza isi goya dam michutz l'gvul. So just like by goya dam, it says gvul, and the pasuk that we had before, migvul im miklata, use the word gvul. Therefore, now we attach the words gvul together. And then it says, umadoisa michutz l'ir, as paskeid ba alpayim ba'ama. The last pasuk that we bring down in our Gemara, in Rav Chisra, is that we have a pasuk that says, benegeia de migrashei arielvim. The arielvim had certain cities, and outside the cities there was a din of 2,000 amos. You have to leave it fallow or open with trees in nice areas like a park area. That has a din that has to be 2,000 amos. And over there, it also uses the lashon of chutz. And the pasuk benegeia adam goel adam, it said matzah isi goel adam michutz legvol. And therefore, we take it and go with all these five psukim to get back to the word makim to teach us that when it says makim, it means apayim amo. And the achronim actually bring down that based on the smachta, it actually makes some sense because it's basically saying, just like you find over there, that outside of a city you have 2,000 amos and it's still considered part of the city. Here also, 2,000 amos is the shear for tchum. In any case, the Gemara asks, "V'neil mikira ir v'chutza elav amo." We have another possibility. Again, migrashir ir. It says over there that you have 2,000 amos of open space, but it also says that there's also a 1,000 amos area of that 2,000 amos that we leave with trees and make it beautiful and beautify the city. So l'chay over there also it says v'chutza. So l'chay we should learn from that word of chutza where it says elav amos. It's not 2,000 amos, but maybe it means 1,000 amos. On that, the Gemara answers, "Don in chutz b'chutz fein, don in chutz b'chutza." We'd rather learn the word that says michutz le'es pas kedma from the word that we had before. Matzah isa galadam michutz legvul. It doesn't say chutz over there, and the pasuk when it's talking about 1,000 amos says v'chutza elav amos, and therefore we'd rather learn from two exact words. In fact, Gemara, my nafkamina, who cares if it's not exactly the same? Hatan Rebbe Shmuel, we learned in Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, v'shava kainu ba'akain. Even by two separate words that are totally not similar, b'diz b'negei adin mitzray, we're not going to get into the actual pasha mitzray over here, but it says v'shav, which means to return, uba means to come, but it's talking about basically the same thing, and we learn zui shiva, zui bia. This is returning, and this is coming, and we learn exer shav over there. Now, really, the Gemara could have even said that ayetze mishmim makayim we learned, and v'sam to l'chamakam, even in these psukim, we had two things which weren't exact, once in makam, once in makayim, but this is the classic case, which we generally ask from two totally separate words that we could learn exer shav, and for sure, we could learn chutza from chutz. The Gemara says, hani milechet lakamid l'damalei. The only time we make such exer shav is only when you have no other words that are similar, then we could use v'shava kain or bar kain. Of course, if you have a choice between using chutz from chutz or chutz from chutzah, of course we'd rather use the word chutz from chutz and not the word chutz from chutz. And the Gemara continues. We said that l'firam chanino ben atignas, the din was that these 2,000 amos are an actual circle. The 2,000 amos is the radius of the area that a person could go, and he could go around in a circle anywhere he wants within that radius and within that circumference. From chanino ben atignas, if he holds in Zayu Shavu, and that's where you learn 2,000 amos, it says in that pasuk, there's 2,000 amos, and it has to be with corners, it has to be a square. So l'chayr, it should be a square. And he lasts in Zayu Shavu, if he doesn't hold in Zayu Shavu, where does he know the concept of having 2,000 amos? The Gemara says, of course he has the Gzeir Shava. He learns from the same pasuk where we learned before from Alpayim Amo. I, it says over there, Pa'as Kedmah, it should be cornered and it should be square. Shani Hacha, over here, by Shabbos, Benegeir, Tchum Shabbos, Damakrat says in the pasuk over there, Zayila Migrashay Arim. This should be the Migrashay Arim. This should be the open areas outside the city. Zatanes Lepayas, for the din of Migrashay Arim of the Levium cities that you have outside, you have to have a corner, you have to have square. The Atanes Lepayas Lashayf Shabbos, but for the din of Tchum Shabbos, there's no din of corners. You could have a circle, it goes with the din of a circumference. Rabbanan, Tani, Rabbi Chananya, Eime, Kazet, you, Kol Shavish Shabbos, even though where it says in the Pasuk, Zayila Migrashay Arim, they learn that this should be all the din of Shavish Shabbos should also be just like the din of Migrashay Arim that's square, also by Shabbos, but again, Tchum Shabbos, it should be a Tchum of a square, and you don't use a circle like we learned before. By having a square, it's actually a radius of a circle that's within a square. The radius of the circle is 2,000 amas, but the diagonal, if you put a square around it, would be actually 2,800 amas, as we learned the other day. According to what we just said, that is then by Shev Seh Shabbos that you need a square, then by any time you have four amas, Rashi explains, since four amas is now not necessarily in a square, you have to have a larger area. It can't just be like it would be a circle, and therefore when you have it and it's diagonal, a diagonal always is a 20% more than the actual radius, and therefore it's 5 3/5 amas, which is the diagonal of a 4 amas square, and that's actually every time we say in the Torah or in the Gemara that says that if you carry 4 amas you chayiv for being Oivan Shabbos, you would actually have to carry an area of 5 3/5 amas. Rav Papa said, Bodekel and Rav gave us a test, and he asked as follows, we know if you have Rishis Ravim and you have a pillar in that Rishis Ram that's 10 tefachim high, that's 4 tefachim wide, the din is a Rishis Yachid. And therefore, if you throw something from the Rishis Ram onto that pillar, the din would be Yechayim for throwing something from Rishis Ram to Rishis Yachid. Tzarechim Malachsayim doesn't need to have a square where it is a diagonal, or maybe it could even be a circle, it could be a cylinder. But Amir Lay, and we respond to him, Lav Hayim Rav Chananya, isn't this the same thing Rav Chananya, the Tanya, Rav Chananya Oimek, because there you, Kol Shevsi Shabbos, and therefore it cannot be a circle, it has to be a square. 4 by 4, and therefore its diagonal will be 5 3/5 amma. The Gemara says, "Vezeu shamru ha'ani ma'ar baraglam amra mea ano ein lano elani etc." In order to understand the next amud, let's recap what we said on Mishnah. The standard way that we had learned to make an erev was by being kainish visa using mazin shtei sudas. But we had two different ways of making an erev tchumen in our Mishnah, which were both said originally for a person who was not home and traveling, and we call that person an ani, as Rashi says, because anyone that is home generally has mazal shei sudas and is not considered an ani, but an usher in regard to the dinim of our Mishnah. The first way was, even if you aren't at the makan shvisa prior to banish mashes, but you know where there was a landmark or a specific tree, and you said that shvisasi be'ikra, my shvisa should be at the trunk of the tree, then you could be kind of your shvisa over there, as it's a makan mesuyim. And we had a second, simpler way to be kind of shvisa, if a person was in a specific spot while traveling, and he has no food, then they could just make and be kind of shvisa b'makam rag at the spot that they are physically located, and they have 2,000 amas to each side. Now, the Lashon of Mishnah after this was Vizui Sha'amru Ha'ani Ma'arib Raglav, that this is what we were speaking about when we had a din that the ani could be ma'arib by using his feet. And again, let's remember, it is very important for the Gemara that the word ani just refers to a person that's traveling, not to an actual ani. And Ramea said, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani, that a Mishnah is only referring to an ani, to a person that is traveling. And Rabbi Yehuda argued, held Echad Ani V'Echad Asher, it doesn't make a difference if a person is traveling or a person is even in his regular house, the din would apply that you could be ma'ari b'ragli. And then the Mishnah said a klal, lo'amru ma'arvim b'pas el l'hakal al ashish lo'yetzei v'yari b'ragli, that we said that the only reason why he said that you should be ma'ari with food, with mother shei sudas, that is only a kula on a person who's home, that he doesn't have to go out physically and be ma'ari b'ragli. He could send his shliach over there with the food and that would be good enough. And our Gemara will have two different ways to learn the Mishnah. So our Gemara starts. Amar Nachman said, "Machleikus b'mekaymi." Then machleikus between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is when a person says, "I want to make my shvisa in the spot that I'm physically at this moment." Ramei saw the ikar erev b'pas. Ramei old. The main way to make an erev is actually only by using mazon shei sudas. And we turn to an aleph on the base. Ani Yehuda kila Rabbanon allow. Only by someone who's traveling did Rabbanon make a kula and say you could use your raglay to make an erev. Aval ashaloi. But a person who's actually in his house, he's not traveling. There's no din that you can use your regal and say, I don't need to use any pas. There, you definitely have to use pas for your making an erev. Rabbi Yehuda Sofer, however, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ika Erev Beregel. The main way of making an Erev is actually through your regal by being physically present. Echad Ani Be'echad Asher, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if you're traveling or if you're not traveling. You can use this concept of Erev by just being in a spot and saying Eruv Ben Mekaymi. I've been complaining, but if you're saying I want to make an Erev 2,000 amos away from me by a landmark over there, Dibri Hakol Ani Asher Loi. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rameya. In that case, in the first case of a Mishnah, that only a person traveling can use this kula and be able to say that my Erev should be Bemakom Ploini, but a person who is home cannot use such a concept. It doesn't work for that person. Vizui Sharmru Mank Tanila, and then in the Mishnah, when it says Vizui Sharmru Ha'ani Ma'ari Braglov, who is learning that? That's Rameya. That's actually going according to Shita Rameya. And in what din of the Mishnah is going? It's going a person that doesn't know a landmark, or he doesn't even know the halachas of Erev. Then when you make your Erev in this spot, Rameya Shita is that the only time it works is only for an Ani and not for an Asher. And then when it says, that is the Shita Rabbi Yehuda who's arguing on Rameya and saying that in the second case of our Mishnah, where it's an Eina Makia, Oisha Eina Bakir Balacha, then even an Asher could use this Kula of actually sitting in this spot and just saying that this should be my Makam Erev. Because over there, that's not a Kula according to Rabbi Yehuda, as that is the standard way of making an Erev. And the concept of using Mazon Shesu as a coin to Rabbi Yehuda was actually a Kula that was instituted by the Rabbanon, that an Asher doesn't have to run out right before Shabbos to be kind of shvisa v'ragloi, but he can send the shliach with malish shesunas, and that would suffice. Rav Chista, however, says machlekes b'makom ploini. The machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda is actually when he's saying I want my heir to be 2,000 amos away from me, and I'm not actually there physically before Shabbos. Rameya sava on in Asher Loi. In that case, Rameya says since it's so far away from you, we only give that kula to a person traveling, but not to a person in his house. Rabbi Yehuda sava. Rabbi Yehuda holds, however, echad ani v'echad Asher. Even in a case where I'm not physically present, I could just say that I want my area to be in a different spot. That will work even for a person that's in his house and not only for a person traveling. I'll be mekayimi, but if it's in this physical spot and I'm over here, I'm saying that I want this area to be kanoi for me in this spot. Divrei Hakol, even Rameya would agree that echad ani v'echad Asher, that this area could work, and it doesn't make a difference if he's someone that's an ani and traveling, but even if he's someone that's home, even according to Rameya, such an area work. The ikka area beregel, because Rameya also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the din is that the ikka area is actually beregel. Vizui Shamru Mangtana. Then when it said in the Mishnah, Vizui Shamru Ha'ani Ma'ar Baraglav, who is saying that? That's Rameya again. But by Haikai, that's going only Aha Mishaba B'der V'chashcha. That's going on the first case in the Mishnah, saying that there's Chiddush of Rameya, that in that case, the din is only an Ani could do it, and not an Asher, where you're going and you're B'derech. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argued in that case and said even an Asher could do it. And it can't be Rameya on the second case, because Rameya in that case said even an Asher could do it. Comes out that both Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that it's the best method to make an Erev is by physically and being present and saying that this should be where my Erev is. But in order to make it more kal on a person, because they don't have to leave the house right before Shabbos in order to physically be present in that Makom Erev, we allowed you to be my Erev and Pas as well. And that's going with Dibrei Hakol. The Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa Rav Nachman, that we learned a Braisa like Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman was the Shita that the Machlekes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, Benegei and Ani and Asher, was actually where you're saying, I am physically present, I want to make an Erev, according to Rameya, even in that case, only an Ani could use that for an Erev, only someone traveling, but not an Asher. And Rabbi Yehuda said in that case, it doesn't make a difference if he's an Ani or an Asher, you can use such a concept. And this will be clearly the din in this price. So it says, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher ma'arim b'pas. It doesn't make a difference if you're home or if you're traveling, you can be ma'arim b'pas. Of course, Mazal Shtei Sudas works no matter what. But, v'leyetze Asher chutzal tchum, an Asher, someone who's not traveling, can't go outside his tchum v'yoyma, and he could say, without having passed. Rameya says the only time we gave a concept of using the idea of shvisa beregel was only for someone traveling and never for an usher. So that gufa is like Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda says echad ani ve'echad usher ma'arim beregel. Then an ani or usher could be ma'arim beregel, and therefore v'yete usher chutz l'tchum, an usher, even though he's home for Shabbos, could go outside the tchum v'yom, and he could say tei shvisas b'mekayim. I want my shvisa to be kanui at this spot. V'zehu ikre shalayir, because this is the standard way and the main way of making air biraglai. So you see gufa that this is the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, and you see clearly like the shita of Rav Nachman. V'tir chacham, the Gemara continues with the brisa and says the chacham umat lebal bayis leshalech eruv biad avdu biad benoy biad shluchay b'shvil lahakalav lechvi Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why the chacham said that you let us send the air, which means mazal shesu, and you don't have to be physically present and be ma'ar biraglai, was only only as a kula in order to make it easy for you that you don't have to be out of your house right before Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa continues with a memory from Rabbi Yehuda and a story. Now, even though in this story he uses the terminology ani, these aniyim b'negeid adin of Tum Shabbos are actually not considered aniyim that we were talking about before, because they were actually people that lived at home, and therefore for sure they had mazon shesus, as Rashi explains. Therefore, when we see the word ani over here, just think of them as an usher, as a person who is considered that they're home and not traveling. So he said a maisa, there was a story, ba'anshe beis mamon, ba'anshe beis gurion, these families, beis mamon and beis gurion, ba'aroyman, the city aroyman, shayim mechalka gregos etzumun kunlaniyim, b'shtei b'tzaris, that he used to give out dried figs and raisins to poor people during the time of famine, and the people who are aniyim that came from kvashichin, v'aniyim kvachananya, and they were within 4,000 amis of this area of aroyman, u'machshichin al-tchum, and they went, and they were avar b'raglai, they actually went physically and made the Erev, even without mazon shesudas, and even though they were home and not considered aniyim b'negeid adin of Tchum Shabbos, they were able to do that. L'machas mashkim b'bayin, and the next day they were able to come to Haroima to collect the dried figs and the raisins. Amar Rav Asher Besti Sinami Deka, our next mission is also a raya to the dinner of Nachman, how he explains b'chalikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameh, the Tanim, because we learned, Mishi yotza leil chleir shema aron lo, if someone goes out to a city, so there's a group of people going out to the city, and you can make an Erev there. For example, it's 4,000 amas from the place that they are right now until the next city, and they're able to make an Erev right in between by 2,000 amas and walk to the next city. And Reuven, for example, said, I want my Erev to be by a specific landmark. And the Mishnah continued and said, Bechzir Chaveri. And then his friend, let's call him Shimon, told Reuven, let's go back, and he convinced him to go back. It was either cold or too warm, and he said, let's go back to our house. Hum Mutaleach. The dinner is Reuven could still go all the way to the other city, V'chol B'nei Er Asurin. But the other people that were together with him, they went back, they can't go any further. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Va'avinimba, and when Gemara over there asks, Maishna Iyu, Maishna Inu, what's the difference between Reuven, that he's allowed to travel, but they can't go? That over there was a very specific scenario, that Reuven actually owned two houses, one in town A and one in town B, and there were actually 4,000 amis between them. Therefore, Iyu, since he has a house in the next city, Kivin Nafkalei Lorcha, once he was going to travel, Havalei Oni, he's considered like an Oni, because he was actually traveling, and his das was to go travel all the way to his house. But the other people, they were only walking, but they didn't have anywhere specific to go, and therefore when they went back, they're like Ashir, they'll live in city A and not in city B. And the Gemara therefore says, you see, the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Nachman, that when you're saying that I want my heir to be in a specific spot, by a specific landmark, the din is only an Ani, someone who's traveling could do it, which is like this Reuven that's on his way to his city, but Ashiloi, the people who went back to that city, and they didn't have any specific spot to go and no destination, so they had no right to make their Erev at a specific landmark, and that's going Lefita Shita Rav Nachman and how to learn the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah. In any case, at this point, we brought a raya to the Shita Rav Nachman, how to learn the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda from a Braisa, and we also brought a raya from the next Mishnah. Masla Rav Chia Bar Ashi L'Chia Bar Rav Kamed Rav. Rav Chia Bar Ashi was teaching to Chia Bar Rav in front of Rav, and he said, Echad Ani Ve'Echad Asher, that the din is that an Ani or an Asher could be Ma'arav Baragla Bin Mekoymi in the spot that you are prior to Shabbos. If you're physically located, you can make an air there. Amalei Rav. Rav said, "Sayim banami halach Rabbi Yehuda." You should tell him that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Rav wanted to make sure that it was clear to his son that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir is like the shita of Nachman, that the machlokes is in a case where you are baragla bin mekoymi. But he was also clarifying that the halach is that everyone agrees in a case where you're saying that I want my air to be at a specific landmark and I'm not actually there physically. Then everyone agrees only an ani could use it, only someone that's traveling and not an usher, and that would be even the feet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says a story, Rabbi Baruch Hanna, Rogel the Asim Ativna Lepibdisa, on Shabbos, Rabbi Baruch Hanna used to go from this town called Ativna to Pibdisa using an Erev. And we continue on in the Bezom Nalv, the Oma and Rabbi Baruch Hanna would say, Teishvisasi Bitsinta, my Shvisa should be in the city of Tzinta. Now he didn't do it by physically being there, and he didn't do it by having Mazar Shay students. He just did this by saying, I want my Shvisa to be a specific landmark. Omle Abaya said to Rabbi Baruch Hanna, it doesn't make sense, you can't use such a Shvisa, because my diet, like, what would be your spark to use such a Shvisa? Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach, Rabbi Yehuda, because we hold Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda when they argue, the Alach is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr Rabbi Chista, and you have to go like the Shita Rabbi Chista that said, Machlaik is been complaining. That Machlaik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Ramei is, can you use such a landmark in a case where you're in Usher, where you're staying at home? Now, you, Rabbi Baruch Hanan, were not traveling on Friday. You were actually in your hometown, and therefore you had no right to use such a Shvisa unless you hold like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda or coin to Rabbi Chista. Fact Gemara, but Rabbi Nachman, Batani Kabase, but we know Rabbi Nachman argues in that, and we know generally that Machlaik is Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Chista, the Svar should be like Rabbi Nachman. Nachman. In addition, we have a brisa that confirms the din of Rav Nachman, and we also had the Mishnah later on. So Amalei, how do you be? So Rabbi Baruch Hanan responded to Abaye and said, you're right, I'm chayz for that, I'm not going to use such an erev in the future. And we will stop over here.